Self-discipline. This is a circular process. The more you exercise it, the more you have it. Going the extra mile. Start right now by doing something for which you don't expect to be paid directly. Go the extra mile every day by sheer effort if necessary, and soon the effort will be replaced by habit. Controlling your willpower. In the chapter on self-discipline, you learned about your ego, the source of your willpower. Developing positive habits which can be taken over by cosmic habit force depends heavily on strong willpower. Here's a review of the steps to strengthen your will. Step 1. Actively ally yourself with other people who can help you attain your major purpose. A mastermind alliance creates multiple patterns for cosmic habit force to work on. Step 2. Develop your plan, drawing on all the members of your alliance for knowledge, ability, and the power of their faith. Step 3. Distance yourself from anyone and any circumstance that make you feel inferior. A positive ego does not grow in a negative environment. Remember that cosmic habit force causes every living thing to partake of the dominating influence of its environment. Step 4. Close the door on the unpleasant experiences of the past. A strong will doesn't dwell on the past. A vital ego thrives on hopes and desires of an as yet unattained objective. If you keep your mind in a state of hope and desire, cosmic habit force goes to work changing your hopes and desires into their material equivalent. Step 5. Surround yourself with every possible means of impressing your mind with the nature of your definite purpose. Hang mottos on your walls. Put up pictures of people doing what you want to do. You want to make it easier to create a mental image of yourself realizing your objective. The more you create this image, the sooner it will be taken over by cosmic habit force and impressed on your subconscious. Step 6. Watch out that you don't overinflate your ego. One small prick with a pin, and the escaping hot air will be like a runaway rocket, carrying you far away from where you want to be. The three essentials of cosmic habit force. Three qualities underlie the process of voluntary establishment of a habit. Plasticity. This is the capability to change. It also implies that once a change has been made, your new form will hold until a subsequent change is made. You won't revert to your old status. Consider the difference between modeling clay, which is malleable but holds the shape it is given, and mercury, which can take any shape for a moment but will never keep it. You can be changed by environmental influences or by your own decisions. Frequency of impression. Repetition is the mother of habit. One of the factors affecting the speed with which a habit can be adopted is how often it is consciously repeated. Your ability to do this may vary with circumstances. Your job may require enough concentration on the task at hand that you have to pay attention only to it and develop your habits in your spare time. Personal initiative also comes into play. If you're lazy, you won't knock yourself out developing a habit. This can definitely slow down the process of acquiring it.